should call these people. And when I say that the paper itself, it didn't look professional. It was like a copy of a copy. I don't know. She must have just had it in her car for a week or two. But when she gave it to me, it was almost like an afterthought because of the presentation. And I was like, oh, this don't really seem like, you know, nothing that really could help me, but I'll give it a shot. I call. Long story short, it was a scientist slash nephrologist named Dr. Stanley Jordan. So if anybody listening, you might need to call this guy depending on your predicament. His name is Stanley Jordan. He's at Cedars-Sinai Medical Hospital out in Los Angeles, California. Love to have you on, man. Yeah, this dude is a great, brilliant mind. And he's the head of the kidney pancreas department. Like I said, man, he's came up with these new medicines, him and about four other scientists, and they were looking for eight participants to study these medications on to try to stop this rejection from these high antibodies that were building up from previous transplants. So when I called, they told me to come down, take some tests. They talked to my nephrologist at the dialysis unit, Patricia Blakely, asked her, like, do I come on time? How do I keep my weight, et cetera, et cetera. They said, well, you'll be a decent candidate. So I was able to be one of those eight. So I actually ended up getting another transplant within 2 years because of that study, because the way the study works is they have to give you a kidney to actually study it with these infusion shots. So I said, if I'm getting a transplant, that's all I need to know. Y'all could hook me up to anything. I would have no objections, right? I'll take any test, biopsy after biopsy, whatever y'all want to do. If I get a kidney in the process, let's do it. So I ended up getting transplanted like a year and a half, 2 years. And that was the story of my third transplant, which I have now. Right now, today, working perfect. I go get these infusions once a month. But kind of like just to backtrack, like you said, what would be some of my advice to people starting their journey? The number one thing that I would say helped me, and I know this will sound real cliche, but as older as I'm getting, I start to realize that when you keep hearing something, it's because there's a little truth to it, right? And prayer was like my comforter, you know, like I just kept talking to God, like not like I didn't get on my knees and pray, you know, I didn't turn the TV off and, you know, I didn't go into a certain mode to talk to God. I would talk to God driving down the street, listening to Drake, and I turned Drake down. I wouldn't even turn him off. I just turned him down and I talked to the Lord and I'd be like, you know, Lord, I'm feeling depressed right now. You know, like I'm looking at my arms, you know, I'm feeling ugly. You know, I shared a lot of tears, you know, all through my journey. I was sick a lot, throwing up a lot. You know, I used to just be at random places, people houses, Walmart bathrooms, and I had to lay on the floor. You know, my wife sitting outside telling people, no, he's all right. He just needed, you know, 5 minutes. So it definitely wasn't pretty. And sometimes it don't be pretty. But I was able to understand that that's what we go through to get here. But if you take this information and you start doing the little bitty things like just the diet change, you know, like keeping the salt out your diet. So when you get on that machine, it won't feel like that machine is pulling your life out. Because what's really happening is that salt is going inside of your muscles, right? And it's holding that water like a grip. So when you got that salt on board and that machine is trying to take it off, it's like a pull. That's why you feel so drained and headaches. And it's just like your body just was at the gym for 3 hours. But if you can start using that Mrs. Dash and keep your salt low, that water will just come right on off like butter. And you might be feeling sick sometime because of, you know, the osmosis of, you know, all the chemicals that, you know, go through the filter in your blood and all that kind of stuff. And just the fatigue of the machine. But you'll start to see over a period of time, it won't be as hard. It won't feel like, man, I got to go to dialysis no more. And another thing you can do, too, is the name of that drink I couldn't remember is Nepro.
Yeah, Nepro, you can, yeah.
You can call Nepro, the company. Like, you go to Nepro.com, get their 800 number. You can call them. You can even write them a story. I wrote them a story plenty of times. Just a 2-3-line paragraph. Told them, you know, I was on SSI and housing. I didn't have extra money. And they would just send me coupons all the time. They just send me coupons. And I would just go get Nepros. And sometimes when you talk to your dietitian inside the unit, they'll give you Nepros. And by the way, Nepro is just a supplement. You know, it helps give you extra protein, right? And there's a powder at Walmart. I wish I knew the name of this powder, but you take a scoop a day. And the dietitians say that it's good for dialysis patients. And it actually keeps like muscle on you and it keeps body weight on you because, you know, you can get sucked up all after taking all this water and stuff out. So excuse me for not knowing that fact right there, because I like to give the people practical facts. But the next time we talk, I'll have that bag. You can get it from Walmart. It's like $16. It's a protein scoop. Like you take one scoop a day. It's actual protein, powder protein, but it's okay for dialysis patients. And it's kind of like a little black, white, and little orange bag, right? And those are a lot of things that you can do, you know, to make yourself still look healthy, still feel healthy, you know, instead of just going a full dialysis diet, you know, AKA renal diet, to where you don't want to eat, or you just violating your diet totally because it's so unpractical to you. Learn these little tips like boiling the potatoes for 5-10 minutes to get the potassium out to where you can eat fries. Now, it's still going to be potassium in it, not as much, so you don't want to eat fries every day. But, I mean, you might want to cut up some potatoes, right? Boil them for a few minutes, get that potassium out, and make you some mashed potatoes, right? Bake you some nice chicken with that Mrs. Dash. It's just like any other season. You start to figure it out which ones work, which ones don't work. Use a little bit of the natural little seasoning, right? And before you know it, you kind of eating similar to what you used to eat, and it's still a renal diet. So it's almost like you make it more practical for yourself. And I would just say, make sure that you keep a good attitude with those that you come in contact with. Because I had a bad attitude, but I kept it with myself. Like all of my doubt, you know, all of my just frustration, I would try my best not to let those that I really needed, like, to let it rub off on them. Like I might come in a bad, bad mood, but I know it's because I looked at my arms and I seen them scars and I'm feeling ugly and I can't catch girls. You know, I'm going through this in my mind, right? It's just me. But I said, you know what? You can't go in there with no attitude, bro. You still got to go in there and say thank you, you know, because these are the people that, these like your running backs. I mean, your fullbacks, they're opening up that hole for you. For you to go where you're trying to go a little bit more smoother. So I would just try to be like that patient with the great attitude, bro, and say thank you. Oh, but by the way, hey man, you know, if you're not too much trouble, you think you can give me an extra Nepro? Or you think you could talk to this person? How you been? You know, everything good with you? How's everybody? I see the Rams won this Saturday. You know, I would always try to put on my best face just to get through this, what I was going through. Because I think sometimes if you just give up, it's like the water's going to break, man. You're going to have that bad attitude. You're not going to eat right. You're going to just figure like, woe is me. And it's not going to really be to your benefit to do that. So I would just say, like, try to understand how to eat the best diet you can eat and still be something you want to eat, right? And then also just try to understand what you're going through. Like, understand the creatinine levels and how to keep them low. Understand how to keep your salt low. You know, understand what, you know, when they say BUN, you know, body uremic nitrogen, like understand what BUN means, understand albumin. And it sounds complicated, but once you get into it, it's almost like it becomes like a fixation. Like you almost feel like empowered, like, wow, like this really wasn't as hard as I thought. Like when you just hear the doctor and you're reading the paper, it's almost like a foreign language. But the more you just might just take two words and say, okay, this week in my journey, I'm going to understand creatinine. I'm going to understand how it affects me. You know, oh, that's why I'm itching, because creatinine comes out, phosphorus. I didn't mean to say creatinine, phosphorus. It comes off the soft tissues. So you're going to itch wherever it's soft. That's where you're going to be scratching, the back, right? Because creatinine stays in the body, and when it gets too high, that filter that they have on dialysis can't take it out. So it ends up just coming out wherever it's soft enough to come out. And it make you itch real bad, right? And then you get that under control because you figure out, okay, what foods are high in phosphorus? And then when you start leaving them alone and you see you ain't itching, you start feeling empowered, like, man, I did that. and let me see what else I could do next week. Okay, next week I'm gonna try to see how I don't feel all exhausted when I get off this machine. Let me try this Mrs. Dash thing and keep this salt off and see if it's really, really not a hard pull like they say if I keep the salt low. And then you start saying like, man, why I get off dialysis and I'm ready to go, you know, maybe not go play basketball, but I'm ready to go home and, you know, watch a little movie and eat some dinner instead of going right to bed. And when you start seeing all the results of what you're learning and what you're applying, I think that's what makes it worth it for you to keep kind of chasing information, because you see the payoff. It's like you see the returns on your investments after a while. So I would just say, like, just get more informed, you know, talk to people, and just keep an open mind and know that most of the time in most scenarios, this ain't forever. And if you keep other people in mind that needs you, that's going to come sit in that seat once you get your transplant, it'll make you fight through it. That was my motivation. I always knew once I get out of this place, just like prison, I want to help those getting out of this place or going into that place. So that was my motivation, to get out that seat for the next person that was going to have to take that same seat, right, to be there for them. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Great advice.
All that. Yeah, all really good. You're going to be back, man. You are, you know, you're going to be part of the blessing. You know what I mean? That's what we're
amen. Amen. Amen.
We're doing something. And I thank you. I know you've had a bit of scheduling challenges, but you know, we always just fight through and make it work. And that's who you have been in your process. And so we're going to close up this edition of What's the Deal with Dialysis. And thank you, Mr. Al Fila, for
coming. Thank you, Fila.
And
thank you, Brother Maurice. Thank you, Brother Ira. Thank you.
And sharing your story. And like I said, we'll do it some more because people need to hear you, hear your story. And I know within that quick story that we just kind of told, there's a lot of little stories, you know, just the part that you told about, like, being in the store and how, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people need to know about, like, the reality of the process, you know, because it's not just like, you know, you get on the machine, you get off and everything's hunky-dory. I get that. So, but once again, thank you, obviously, Maurice, because this is your brainchild.
You, man.
And we're going to keep doing this for all of you out there who either are having kidney issues or know somebody. Just keep opening your heart to just, you know, educating yourselves, educating others. And we're going to be here, you know what I mean? Tell people about what we're up to, because, you know, we're affecting change. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. And until we see you again, be well.
Yeah, be well, Fila. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Peace and blessings, man. I love you, brothers, man. And thank you for what y'all doing, man. Brother.
All right. Thank you.